don't mind how big it is.
It's got to be big.
Just need a regular smartphone, not the latest.
I've got to have the latest.
I mean, I'll pay a bit for it.
I wonder what mine's worth on eBay.
Only £230. Now we're talking.
Sold at £230. Blimey.
Time for a celebratory selfie.
Now, what could I buy?
Sell on eBay to make extra money. Buy, sell, eBay.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Tornado!
On 99.7 DJX.
All right. Hi, it's Ben and Kelly. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there.
It's Friday, and that's good stuff. That's good news. That's great for everyone involved. I didn't step in cat puke this morning on my way out the door, so that's good.
You're already winning.
I'm winning at life, Kelly. I'm winning. Today we got kind of a packed show for you, including setting the bar stories, a Valentine's Day candle edition of Facebook Fight Theater. We've got the battle for the Supreme Victor Trophy with You Laugh, You Lose. And an interesting... yesterday we had a tale of what friends will do for friends.
We also found out that you had tiers of friends. So did you get any calls from people? We're like, hey, what tier am I on?
No. But today we have almost another, like, how far do friends go? You know? Testing the boundaries of friendship. So that's on the way here in the show as well. And it's the last day for Ben and Kelly's $10,000 bribe.
Hey! It's the last day to get in the family.
So I tell
you, after that, you're kind of out.
You're cut out.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're on your own. Get in to win. In about 1 hour, we'll give you those winning words all the way through the day up until about 7 o'clock with Ivy Tech Madison. And then Monday, we're going to find out who wins that 10 grand. Don't forget, don't sleep on the $100 daily prize. We do that as well.
Yeah, a lot of people have been getting those. They're happy.
I know. You can see everybody who's been winning those up on Insta at 997DJX. All right, so I think we've got a show somewhat. We'll go ahead and get it started. How's that for you?
We'll meander through.
Okay. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. What I see where Ariana Grande has like a ton of Guinness Book of World Records? Is that
20.
Right? How is that? What? I don't understand what she's setting Guinness Book of World Records for.
I know. I was kind of knocked upside the head with that information, too. It's a little fun fact, but it's all broken down for you.
Okay. Yeah.
On the website at WDJX.com.
Yeah. So she just got her...
But it has
her...
to do with, like, songs and most time on the charts, stuff like that.
Right.
She does have a few odd ones thrown in. A picture of her tattoo that got, like, the most likes or something.
Most subscribers for a female musician on YouTube.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, the most songs to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. I didn't know those turned into like those records could be Guinness Book of World Records, but there you have it.
I didn't either.
All right, Ariana Grande.
I don't know if she had to like officially submit or if they're just kind of watching the charts and then they just tell her, hey, we're giving you this. I don't know.
No, that's pretty cool. I mean, hey, you know what? Resume stuff for Ariana, you know?
You know what? But she's got a long way to go before I think she even touches Dude Perfect and their absurd records.
Okay.
They've got quite a few.
Okay.
All right. For things like, you know, the most cans popped over in like the shortest amount of time or something. Stuff like that.
I don't know how we haven't gotten a Guinness Book of World Record on our show yet. I mean, because there's got to be something absurd that we could do the most of that could
get... We are absurd.
Right. So, anyways.
Yeah,
all right.
But we don't have a lot of talent, though. That's the problem.
Setting the bar stories. Small examples of what not to do. So, if you can manage to make it through the day or weekend without, stealing fried chicken at gunpoint, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. I gotta you know what? Just, it can't be that expensive. Just buy the chicken.
Well, maybe it's really good chicken. So, by now, most of us are aware that, you know, hey, there are mask rules if you've got to, you know, go inside restaurants and things like that. Well, this is how it all started at Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles there in Pasadena, which, by the way, sounds amazing. Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles. Whew.
Roscoe sounds like he knows chicken.
Yes, he does.
And waffles.
He does. So dude walks in. They're like, hey, you need a mask to come in. So they kick him out. He comes back with the gun.
Wait a second. Wait. Back the truck up. So they know what his face looks like.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. So they kick him out. He comes back with a gun this time. Still no mask, by the way. And says...
Oh, okay.
And says, put all the chicken in the bag. This from the cook.
He was mad all over because they told him to put a mask on. Yeah, he was not after money. Guy just said, put all the chicken in the bag.
He said, I understand. We got some good chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The cook's like, hey, you know what? I get it. We've got good chicken, but man.
He grabbed the syrup because have you had syrup with chicken?
It's amazing.
Delicious.
Yes. It
is amazing.
If you're doing the chicken and waffles, you got to have the syrup. So
it's really next
hang
level.
Hang on. Kelly. Hang on. Yeah. We are almost gearing this story to make this guy sound like a hero. No, he's not.
He's not. He's not in hero lane.
No, this is a setting the bar story.
I thought we were going down the path as, you know, everyone's having to wear masks. So he thought, well, no one's going to know what I look like. I'm going to steal some chicken today. No, the dude didn't even wear masks.
No.
He's just letting his face be seen by everybody while he's stealing the chicken.
Yeah, yeah. So,
wow.
Again, you know what? I've never had Roscoe's House of Chicken and Waffles. Sounds delicious. I know there are plenty of local places that serve up great chicken and waffles. There is never a reason to rob the store at gunpoint, telling them to put all the chicken in the bag, okay? No matter how good the chicken is. That is setting the bar on 99. It is now Super Bowl weekend, and... you got the Kansas City Chiefs versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. That's kind of the storyline that the NFL is going with, and rightly so, right? So being so high profile, you got to think these guys probably get a lot of hate, right?
Sure. Especially Tom Brady.
Tom Brady went on Jimmy Kimmel, and, you know, Jimmy Kimmel does this thing called mean tweets where, you know, celebrities will read the tweets that people send to them. that are mean. So he had Tom Brady do the same thing last night.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Tom Brady reading mean tweets.
Pizza's this good.
Tom Brady seems like the kind of man who doesn't know how to use a wrench. It's kind of true. Hi, I'm Tom Brady, and I'm a crybaby, and I have a butthole in my chin.
He's got a dimpled chin.
Oh, wow.
Can we be real for a moment? Is there really anyone you'd rather see dropped in a vat of rendered bacon fat than Tom Brady? Hope everyone has a great Monday, except for Tom Brady. You, Tom Brady.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Is this good for his confidence level moving into the big game? I feel like we should have done this after the game.
I mean, who knows? Maybe they recorded this weeks ago. But, you know, I think it's funny. You know, Tom Brady has a pretty good sense of humor about the whole thing. So you can see that. We've got it posted up at WDJX.com. Feel good stories. We do these every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, fun fact, Megan Thee Stallion was on The Ellen Show talking about how she's studying to be in healthcare administration. She wants to own her own assisted living facility, which is kind of a fun fact.
Nice.
And then she was part of a surprise for a nurse and mother of five, Jamel Monique, and she was there with her husband, Michael, and their adorable sons, Micah, who's two, Mason, who's three, Messiah, who's four, Malachi is five, Michael Jr. is seven.
Okay.
They're all sitting there. I mean, like wearing matching T-shirts.
Yeah.
Adorable. They're from Mississippi.
Okay.
They've been in Houston, where she's been volunteering to temporarily relocate to help treat coronavirus patients since July. So they've been living in a one-bedroom hotel room for past 6 months.
Wow.
Crazy. So here comes a surprise. On top of her nursing work and taking care of her five kids, Jamelle Monique has been finding the time to get her master's degree, and Megan wanted to help make that process a little easier. So she popped on to surprise her and tell her that Shutterfly was paying off her student debt with $50,000.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
She just goes nuts. The video's great. We've got it up on our website if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do those every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
When you found the perfect gift for someone for Valentine's Day, or you think you have the perfect gift for someone for Valentine's Day, and you want to sell it on Facebook Marketplace, and not everybody shares that same sentiment.
Listen, if it's on Marketplace, I'm already feeling like it's used. So are we searching for gifts for our significant other, maybe, on Facebook Marketplace?
You know, anything's possible, Kelly.
All right.
All right, Facebook fights on the way here in about 10 minutes. And then it's You Laugh, You Lose. The battle for the Supreme Victor Trophy on the way. At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. You can always interact with us there online. So at the center of this Facebook Marketplace Facebook Fight Theater are two candles. One of them's white, one of them's pink. They're both in glass-like tubes. Maybe, Kelly, probably about 8-9 inches, maybe 10 inches tall, would you say?
Yeah, I would say that.
Yeah.
There's a bonus gift in there, too.
Yeah, so the candles have sayings on them. You know, one of them says, if this candle is lit, I want that blank.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And the other
one. I think
they
get the idea of the types of things that they say.
Right. And the other one is the same thing, but a little sassier. And so.
A little sassier than that?
Yeah. So these are available on Facebook Marketplace. This is where our Facebook Fight Theater comes.
Okay, you did a really good, I just saw the picture, you did a really good job of cleaning up the candles, thank goodness, because I really got the sweats there for just a sec.
Okay,
so Daisy is selling the candles,
gotcha,
okay?
Gotcha.
She's just trying to help out.
Uh-huh.
Tanya thinks it's disgusting.
Right.
Jeff does not think it's disgusting.
Okay.
Haley is trying to help.
Okay, so Kelly plays Daisy and Haley, I play Tanya and Jeff. Facebook Fight Theater, let's roll.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Valentine's Day candles set for sale. Glass candle holders with beautiful red and white candles, plus bonus gifts, all starting at $25.
Okay, so she's selling the candles. Got it.
Exactly.
All right.
Classy.
Daisy, that is totally disgusting. Shame on you.
How is that disgusting? It's close to Valentine's Day, and these are a perfect gift for the couple looking to spice things up. Oh. Daisy, you do you, sweetie. Make that money.
Okay.
Make that money.
Make the money.
All right.
All right.
I hope you don't mind. I took a screenshot and shared it on one of my other groups page after I stopped laughing. I hope that helps you out.
Oh, thank you. They have been good sellers for sure on there. You are a peddler of the devil's delights. That's what you are. Sure hope you can look at yourself in the mirror in the mornings.
Wow. Yeah, she's not having that.
No, she's not.
What? These acts are completely natural between consenting adults, and some couples may have trouble communicating what it is they actually want in the bedroom. I'm sorry you were taught these things were disgusting. Having a good bedroom life is good for your mental health.
Ah.
Guess we know who is not getting any action. Or are you just a holy roller?
I will not be lectured by you about my personal life. I will protest and report this. You can't tell me what to do.
So I'm just going to delete the comment I was getting ready to post about what you can do with that 8-inch bonus candle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wow.
Okay, all right. We didn't see a picture of the bonus candle,
no,
but I have an idea now.
Of what it looks like?
Yeah, 100%. I have an idea.
Okay, so again, if you want to see the picture of the candles at the center of all this, you can follow on Twitter at Ben and Kelly Show. It's right there.
It's like Jeff was like a relationship counselor there. He's like, listen, this is healthy.
This is healthy. Let let consenting adults explore their own bedroom on their own.
I think I'm going to leave him alone.
All right. That was Facebook Fight Theater on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, those trumpets, that fanfare can only mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I will sling our best dad jokes back and forth to one another. First person who laughs loses. How you feeling, Kelly? Feeling good?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
All right. That's good.
Shout out to Casey and to Jacqueline. They've been sending me some jokes.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have writers.
All week.
You have a writing team, basically, for you.
I got a staff. All right, of minions.
So this is in your corner. It has been for the past couple weeks. So you're on a little two-game winning streak, so
yep.
Gunning for the Supreme Victor Trophy here on You Laugh, You Lose, where just trying to sling some jokes. All right, you ready?
Yes. Wait. All right. Okie dokie. I'm getting it all out. Let's go.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you hear the inventor of Velcro died?
Didn't hear that.
RIP.
R.I.P. Also. Solid start.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
What kind of lights did Noah put on his ark?
What kind of lights?
Floodlights.
Ah, makes sense. Smart. Kelly, I had a Wookiee burger at a Star Wars cafe.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a bit chewy.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Can you recreate a little bit of Chewy for me? Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. That was great. That was a bonus. Hey, Ben.
Yes?
If a short psychic broke out of jail, you would have a small, medium, at large.
Technically, you would. Kelly, a weasel walks into a bar. Bartender says, yeah. Wow, never served a weasel before. What can I get you? Pop, goes the weasel.
That's a good one. Classic, thanks. Even.
It is a classic.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
You know, I can't believe that somebody stole my limbo stick.
I can't believe that.
I mean, seriously. How low can you go?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, unexpected?
A little bit. Kelly, I just called GameStop customer service.
Yeah?
They asked me to please hold the line!
Oh, got it. Because you were on the phone. Got it.
When stocks jokes, too.
That's good. Uh-huh. Yes. Timely.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I figured out why Teslas are so expensive.
Why?
It's because they charge a lot.
Okay. Such a shame that Jeff Bezos is stepping down from Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really in his prime.
Yes, he was.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
Why doesn't James Bond fart in bed?
Why doesn't he?
It would blow his cover.
Yes, it would. Kelly, what does Jeff Bezos do? Yes, sorry, another Jeff Bezos joke.
Really? Okay.
What does Jeff Bezos do before going to bed?
What does he do before going to bed?
He puts his pajamas on.
Ah, okay. Hey, Ben.
Yes?
Happiness is like peeing your pants.
Is it?
Everyone can see it, but only you feel the warmth it brings.
Solid.
Thank you.
Solid. Kelly, why was the squirrel swimming across the pond on his back?
Why was a squirrel swimming on his back across the pond?
So his nuts wouldn't get wet.
Solid. I keep those dry.
Dry nuts.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
How do you get a Twinkie pregnant?
How?
You throw in a box of ding-dongs.
Careful.
I can't breathe. That took down myself with my own ding dong joke. Listen, hostess ding dongs are delicious.
I was thinking you were going something with Little Debbie. I didn't know where you're going with that.
I came out of left field with the ding dongs.
I enjoyed
and I
that.
I couldn't even handle it.
Ah, okay. Well, the trophy goes back to me. You still...
I'm such a disgrace.
No, you're not. You still hold the lead, though, Kelly, so you're good. Yay. Small victories. Small victories.
You throw in a box of ding-dongs. That's what you do.
I don't get anyone pregnant. All right, that's You Laugh, You Lose. We do this every single morning throughout the morning. Hey, Kelly, what do you got?
So a 7-year-old boy from Texas, he's got cerebral palsy, saved his entire family from a carbon monoxide leak inside their house. His name's Michael. He uses a wheelchair due to his disorder. Heard a beeping sound last week while the rest of the family was asleep. He said, I was shaking, I was scared, but he managed to crawl to his parents' room where he woke them up. The beeping sound turned out to be the carbon monoxide detector, which had detected a leak coming from the stove.
Wow.
He had 7 other family members in there.
Wow.
Yeah, including his mom, who had already started to experience symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning.
Holy cow.
Got him out of the house. Oh, yeah. He completely saved his entire family. And he's hoping to upgrade to a motorized wheelchair soon so he can get places a little faster.
From KHOU 11.
Last week, 7 of his family members were sleeping when Michael heard a beeping sound.
And I was shaking.
Why were you shaking?
I was scared.
But Michael crawled to his parents' room, woke him up, and found out.
It was carbon monoxide that did it.
Oh my gosh, his voice is so precious.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. So just an amazing story. We'll tweet that out. You can see the whole thing. See that news coverage at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter.
You got an issue? You can always message us. We'll toss it out to the group. See if you can get a little insight, unbiased, from our listeners into the situation that you find yourself in. All right. You got this message. It says, I need to know what to do here. I've worked for the same place for about 10 years. My friend, who got me the job, has worked there just a little longer than I have. I can't tell you the company, but the job we do, people can get hurt if we mess up. So our company has a 3-strike rule, meaning if we screw up 3 times, we're out. No questions. Well, my friend got 2 strikes early on. He did some stupid things, not too serious, but has been working clean ever since. I have a clean record. No strikes. Well, recently, we were working on an assignment with another guy, and my friend made a pretty big mistake. It was his 3rd strike. Well, the 3 of us are all being called in for questioning separately about what happened starting next week, and my friend has asked me to take the strike so he doesn't get fired. I normally wouldn't have an issue with this, but it's a big mess up, and I would definitely look incompetent at my job if I did. The other guy working with us is near retirement, so he's an option, but I don't feel like I should be trying to cover for my friend here, and I'm worried that this could ruin our friendship. What do you think? Dang, there's a lot to unpack there.
That is a lot, because his record is spotless, so he could take the strike and still survive. But I understand if it's a huge mistake, that, yeah, how that's going to make you look in your boss's eyes. And then, I mean, this is your career. But
Or is it?
You got your friend.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
See, again, it's the level of friends. Like, how good of a friend is he? Is he just a work friend? Is he a work friend with benefits? Meaning, like, okay, that sounds bad. Is he a work friend with benefits? Meaning, like, you guys do more than just see each other at work. You, like, hang out on the weekends.
Okay, you
and
hang
stuff
out.
Like that. Right.
In your personal life, sure.
Sure. It sounds like you guys knew each other before the job because of what you said, how he got you the job. But
and then there's some loyalty there because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay. See, Kelly and I
there's a lot of layers.
Yeah, I was going to say, Kelly and I work at a job where if we mess up, no one gets hurt.
Thank goodness. We're not flying planes. We're not doing surgery. Nobody needs that from us.
Right. Exactly. We're not working on an assembly line where, you know, something could go wrong and, you lose a limb or whatever, you know? So let us know what you think, because I don't know necessarily what to tell this guy.
I know. I feel like we need more specific details about what exactly he did.
You can always text or message us at Ben and Kelly Show. Man, group therapy. This is like a test of friendship right here, where got a message from a listener who is being asked to take the fall for a significant error his friend made at their work. It would be his friend's third strike, and therefore he would get fired, whereas our listener doesn't have any strikes on him and wouldn't be getting fired, would just have one strike, but it would look bad because he admitted to this error that he didn't do. And he's like, how do I approach this? What do I do?
Well, and he says it's really big. He's afraid of looking just straight up incompetent.
Yes.
To his bosses.
Right. So got a message from a listener. Think of it this way. You cover for your friend this one time, and then a couple months from now, you make a couple little mistakes like your friend did. Then you now have three strikes and you're out.
That's true.
That's a good point.
And Demetrius said, I don't think you should take the fall for him. This is a third strike, which means he had two chances before this to improve his work habits and make sure he's careful to not make mistakes. Plus, if he's asking you this now, what happens next time he makes a mistake? Oh, is he going to ask again? Because you'd only have one. You'd have two others that you could still get.
Yeah. Amber writes in and says, we are in the middle of a panoramic.
Yes, the panoramic.
The panoramic picture.
I love that.
I don't care if we are friends or you got me the job. Now is not the time to put your livelihood on the line. Sorry, friendo. You are taking the L on this one, not me. Yeah, I mean, I get that. You know, and here's a harsh thing that it may sound harsh to say, but some people aren't necessarily cut out for the job. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe he's kind of showing that this isn't the profession he needs to be in.
This could be revealing to him that, yeah, he's made a wrong turn. We need to find something that we're better suited for.
I mean, and it's tough because when you've got longevity in a job, he's practically tenured there, you know, working over 10 years at the same place. Do you tend to know things inside and out? And then you almost kind of think of that where you're like, well, this is my career. This is what I'm doing. Like, even if you took the job as just a job before, now 10 years in, you're like, well, this is what I do. And you kind of identify as that job. So, you know, making that realization that this may not be your profession,
what you're good at,
is a tough one. Yeah.
Wheelhouse. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Because I can tell you right now, I am almost 28 years in the business. I don't have any other skills at this point for me if this were to not work out.
Yeah, no, I know.
I got nothing else.
Alejandro messages us and says, I took a hit for a friend and ended up getting fired. And that friend got promoted to my position.
Oh my gosh.
You take care of yourself because nobody else will.
Okay. Jump ship, abort mission. You do you. You let the guy take the fall for his own mistake.
I mean,
let's stay in our own lane.
Unless he can convince the guy who's about to retire to take the strike.
Listen,
I don't think we need to bring
in the retiree into this situation. You leave him alone to retire with a good record enjoy the rest of his life.
I mean, right? So, yeah,
yes.
This has a ton of layers, but I think everybody is kind of on the same page here and saying, you got to tell your friend, no, I am not taking the fall for you on this one.
When you got fired, what did they say?
Oh.
They told you that were giving you the opportunity to spread your wings, right?
Yeah, yeah, when I got fired. Now, it wasn't a third strike thing. It was just you suck, we're firing you. So it was we're going to allow you to spread your wings conversation
so
that
maybe
I had.
This is be like, you know what? Maybe this is a good thing. This might be closing the door on this, but maybe it might lead you to something that is really your dream job, something you're better suited for, something that you will not keep messing up.
Yeah. And Jamie kind of puts it out there pretty nicely. You know, the truth always comes out eventually. You're going to have to tell the truth now. Save yourself the trouble later. Yeah, because I just keep going back. Like, it may be tempting as friends because, you know, who knows how friendly they are after work. You know, maybe they have a routine of, you know, getting a couple beers after work every night or, you know, seeing each other on the weekends or they live on the same block and they see each other all the time after work. And so, I mean,
I'm not saying it's an easy choice.
Right. I was going to say, I can see how this would be really tough. There's going to be some hurt feelings when you tell this guy no.
No, I know. And then how do you do that? Do you type an email? Do you leave a post-it note? Do you leave a voicemail? How do we tell him? I'm not really sure. What do we say?
Post-it note on his locker maybe and just go, hey, can't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, it's honorable that he wants to help, but at this, ultimately, it's like, how do we say, I don't think I can do that. Love me.
Mm. It's funny because we are getting so many messages from listeners now that are like, I have done this. It has just not worked out. I got a text from a listener just now. It's just, I literally went through this myself and took an L for a coworker. This said person is still doing the same behavior.
Oh, dang it.
Uh-huh. And now everything that's transpired over the weeks has been questionable, and all the darkness comes to light, and it's like, wow, yeah, so...
Okay.
So if you
all
take
all signs
it,
pointing to, nope, you gotta let him sink.
Yeah, because sometimes I think, you know, you don't want to be on that sinking ship, so you just gotta let him be the captain of his own sinking ship and go down.
I know it
that.
May feel selfish, mm-hmm. but ultimately, I think you're doing him a favor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I go back
by
to
letting him go find something that's better suited.
Some people aren't cut out for every job. And maybe, you know, maybe these examples of your mistakes are just showing you that, hey, you know what? Maybe I need to be looking at a different profession. So, okay. Group therapy, if you want to.
I feel good about that, right?
I do.
I feel good.
I feel good. Feel good stories, do this every single hour. Kelly K.
I promised you a hero dog and I will deliver.
All right.
6-year-old German Shepherd rescue dog named Sadie from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Bonafide hero, she protected and comforted her owner during his stroke.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so her owner, Brian, collapsed during a stroke, and she stayed by his side, started licking his face, woke him up.
Oh.
She eventually managed to drag him across the room to his cell phone so he could call for help.
Whoa.
I mean, crazy stuff. So she's staying with family while he continues to recover at a rehab center, and they FaceTime every night.
Oh, jeez.
Really sweet story. Brian adopted Sadie a few months ago after she was surrendered to a shelter by her original owner, who was moving out of town and I guess just couldn't take her. Her bio at the shelter said she was really nervous around men, but mm-hmm. she and Brian formed a special bond when he came to the shelter and saved her, and then she ended up saving him.
Oh, that is a great story.
Wait a second. I'm snotting. I'm just a really good story.
I hear these stories and I'm like, I have a dog, Fiona, who's kind of a big oaf. Would she?
She's a lab mix, right?
Yeah, like a lab shepherd. She's got a lot in her. Would she recognize that something was wrong? And then if so, what would she do? And I tend to think that she would probably just be sleeping the entire time.
Yeah, my two dogs, you know, I've got pugs.
Yeah.
They would absolutely take the opportunity to lick all of my skin off. But I don't know if they would have just the sheer strength, because they're small,
right,
to drag me anywhere.
No.
If need be.
No.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, thank goodness for Sadie.
Sadie did. Yes, she is a hero dog.
All
we
right.
tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, small examples of what not to do when you are, I don't know, in court, but not as a lawyer or an attorney or even a judge.
Are you a defendant?
You are a defendant.
Okay, there's a long list of things you shouldn't be doing.
Right, probably
a long list of things you shouldn't be doing to become the defendant to begin with.
Right, but we're gonna gloss over that.
We're gonna fast forward to being in court.
Yes.
What not to do at that point.
That's exactly
journey.
Right. All right.
Okay.
So that coming up. All right, setting the bar stories. We always give you these stories just to kind of show you that, you know, no matter what you're doing today, if you can just manage to not do this, then you can look back on this moment and go, ah, you know what? Who has two thumbs and isn't getting in trouble? This guy. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, trying to hit on the judge that's hearing your court case, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Well, that I did not see that one coming.
Bold
I did not.
Move. Yes, bold.
See, that is bold. Like, hey,
I mean,
when I'm done with this, if you're not busy.
Right. Listen, couldn't hurt, right?
Well,
Demetrius.
Let's dive into the details.
Yeah, Demetrius, mm-hmm. he was appearing in Judge Tabitha's courtroom for his bail hearing. Now, due to COVID, it's held remotely. So it's all over, like, you know, video screens and stuff like that.
Sure. So this is bail, so he could get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't stop Demetrius from spitting a little game there.
Demetrius Lewis.
How you doing?
All right, I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good.
George, you are so gorgeous, the judge. I just have to tell you, you're gorgeous.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
So he goes, wow. Judge, you're so gorgeous. I just had to tell you, I love you. So, you know, I mean, fed with those sorts of compliments, I mean, what do you think the judge did?
Oh, she totally is like, yes, let's go out on a date. I'm sure.
Let's see what Judge Tabitha said.
All right, Mr. Lewis, flattery will get you everywhere. But maybe not here.
At first, I thought, oh, it worked.
Oh.
She was greasing the wheels at very least.
Oh,
maybe,
man.
She was going to go easy on him.
I know.
Lower the bail, maybe.
I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, I thought they were going to ride off together, holding hands, happily ever after. I mean, this could have been like can you imagine the Craigslist misconnection he could write? You were the judge in my bail hearing.
Yes, I know. But alas, it's a setting the bar story, so we know that things didn't work out between the defendant and the judge. What would have been a storybook romance and wedding, I'm sure...
It was off to a great start.
Is not, but
I was rooting for these kids.
Were you?
I was.
Were you? All right. So again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to hit on a judge that's hearing your court case, you're doing okay.
This is a niche audience, I feel like, for this one.
Yes. Yes. Maybe. So if you have a court appearance today, maybe you're listening to us on the way to court. This is maybe not the way to go about getting out of your responsibilities.
Not the time, not the place.
But.
Got it.
Couldn't hurt. I mean, I'm just going to throw it out there. Couldn't hurt.
Compliments are nice.
Right, exactly.
Everyone likes to hear compliments.
All right, there you go. That's set to the bar. This weekend, big weekend for sports. Kelly, who do you like? Do you like the Buccaneers? Do you like the New England Patriots. No, it's Kansas City Chiefs.
I vote for Tom Brady.
You vote for him. Okay.
Yeah, because, listen, I think it's amazing that, what is this, his 10th Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's incredible. He's over 40. I think that's amazing. Who knows how many more years he's got. He's hot, and he's married to Giselle. That's my case. Arrest it.
Okay. All right.
That's all my facts.
You have any snacks? What are you working on snack-wise?
Oh, yeah. Ding-dongs.
Working on ding-dongs?
Yeah,
for your snacks for the game?
Hostess ding-dongs. Yes.
Okay.
And also, I'm going to have a healthy supply of Star Crunches. Maybe get some spinach dip
okay.
for the health.
Okay.
Crackers.
I think
maybe some Triscuits.
Buffalo chicken dip is probably going to be on our future.
Okay.
We're going to do some wings in addition to the buffalo chicken dip. So I think, you know, there's got to be some sort of like bean and cheese dip, I would say. Like, I'm going to have to figure that out. But my menu is going to be definitely something that we're going to start preparing for today for Sunday. So
now, are you having people over? Are you having a party? Because apparently
absolutely
we're not supposed to have a party still.
Nope, not doing
okay.
it. No.
Not doing a Super Bowl super spreader?
No, it's just me and the old fam in our house.
But honestly, wouldn't that be a great name for a party?
Super Bowl super spreader.
I mean, don't do that.
Right.
But that would be a cute name.
So yeah, whoever you like, hopefully your team wins. If you missed anything from the show, from the week of shows, you can go WDJX.com, catch up. Right there on the podcast.
All the things.
All right.
Go sports.
Go sports.
Go Tom Brady. Throw the ball. Get the points.
Okay. I don't care who wins, honestly. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't either. I'm not a big Kansas City fan, not a big Tampa fan. So I just want
it
to be a fun game.
But you made me take sides.
I did.
I took sides.
I did. All right. Have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.